But Australia's refugee and asylum seeker policies, as well as its failure to address Indigenous health, education and incarceration, have attracted consistent criticism by UN bodies. So, will Australia's involvement be a great opportunity to improve its human rights record? Joanna Cabot has more.
Australia is about to be elected uncontested to the United Nations Human Rights Council today in New York. The country has campaigned globally for its position, arguing it will promote gender equality, good governance, freedom of expression, indigenous rights, and strong national human rights institutions. It is the most significant UN position Australia has sought since the Security Council. Anna Brown, the Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre in Australia, sees this new position as an opportunity for the country to improve its human rights records.
Relatively speaking, Australia is likely to be a positive force for reform on the council, but we also think it's a real opportunity for Australia to be a global leader and improve its human rights record, because it can't really be a true human rights leader if it continues to blatantly breach international law itself.
Diana Said, a crisis campaigner at Amnesty International, says Australia's human rights records have regressed in the last decades, but that despite the concerns, the organisation is hoping to see changes.
It's really concerning. It's definitely something that we have consistently criticised our government on, and it's particularly given that they've used national security and other reasons to trump up these restrictions and limitations on our individual rights and freedoms, which we have consistently said that it's not a proportionate response, that all measures need to be taken to ensure national security, of course, but limiting people's rights to protest, excessive surveillance and metadata collection, the counterterrorism laws that have been enacted throughout the last decades have not been proportionate a response, in our opinion. So we are really concerned, and we maintain our concern for Australia and in this current bid for the seat on the UN Human Rights Council. We really do want to see them be better and show real leadership on human rights, and that starts at home.
Australia's asylum policies, as well as its failure to address Indigenous health, education and incarceration issues, have attracted consistent criticism by UN bodies. Anna Brown talks about the First Nations people rights.
Well, I think Australia's failure to grapple with issues such as ending Indigenous death in custody or protecting children from harm in its youth justice systems, along with, I think, what has been quite a stubborn refusal to accept rulings from UN experts or international criticism more broadly around Australia's cruel treatment of people in seeking asylum. I think, though, all of these problems that Australia's failing to address cast serious doubt over whether it can maintain the high standards expected of council members. So we would look to Australia to really lift its game and start matching its talk in the international community with walking the walk and making sure that it really does improve the situation for Indigenous people in Australia.
Not only has Australia's position to be at the UN has been criticised, but other new countries like Mexico and Senegal have attracted similar criticism. So does the controversy regarding these countries affect the efficacy of the UN Human Rights Council? Anna Brown again.
The Human Rights Council is not a perfect mechanism. It's not a perfect institution that we try and improve the Human Rights Council and make sure that we try and advocate for countries to improve their domestic records when they get the seat on the UN Human Rights Council, and also make a positive contribution to human rights globally. So whether it's Australia or a controversial country like Saudi Arabia, we need to be making sure that countries feel the weight of responsibility that they should be actively working to promote human rights and improve their own records at home.
Diana Said agrees that it gives countries a responsibility to ensure that human rights are respected internationally, but also at home.
We've seen many states that haven't necessarily had the best record on human rights take a seat on the Human Rights Council, and we've always urged them to take up the seat in hope that it will encourage more of a leadership role on human rights, for them to understand that the integrity of the international framework, particularly one of the Human Rights Council, means that those states that have a seat are living up to the ideals espoused by and the privileges that are in that entails having that sort of a seat, and that they have to maintain their principled approach to human rights. And that means committing to improving the standards and individual rights and freedoms for all of those within Australia.
Anna Brown and the Human Rights Law Centre will be watching closely and making sure that Australia is held to account at the international level and also in this country.
So making sure that when Australia makes statements to the international community about the position or the situation in other countries, that Australia is, for instance, making principled stands in support of human rights and condemning human rights abuses in our region, such as in Myanmar and the Philippines, rather than, you know, turning a blind eye to some serious abuses because these countries cooperate with Australia to prop up its punitive refugee policy. So we will be watching closely internationally in Geneva, but we'll also be making sure that when it comes to what Australia is doing back home, that together with many other NGOs and civil society organisations, that Australia is continuing to fulfil its commitment.
Anna Brown, the Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre in Australia, ending that report by Joanna Cabot.